Chapter 2. The Discovery. I was fascinated by the structure of the human body and what gives it life. I decided to concentrate on these two subjects. I felt I had to learn about death as well as life, and spent many days and nights studying what happens to a body after death. Suddenly, in the middle of this darkness, I saw the light. I discovered the secret of life. It was so simple that I was amazed it had not been discovered before. "What is the secret of life, Victor?" interrupted Walton. "Please tell us." A shadow crossed Frankenstein's face. "Wait," he said. "I can't tell you. Listen, and you'll understand why." I was, of course, delighted by my discovery. I had almost found out the secret of creation, but I hesitated for a long time, wondering how I should use it. I had the power to give life to a body, but how was I going to create this body, with its muscles, arteries, and veins? This would be unbelievably difficult, but I had no doubt that in the end, I would succeed. So I began to work on the creation of a human being. I imagined it would be difficult to work with small pieces, so I decided to make the creature gigantic, about 2.5 meters tall. I spent several months collecting the materials that I needed, and then I started to work. It is hard to describe the feelings that I had at that time. I was full of enthusiasm. I wanted to create many good, happy creatures who would thank me for giving them life. How naive and innocent I was. I failed many times, but never gave up. I worked all day and often all night. My workshop was at the top of the house where I was staying. Using the bones and skin of dead bodies that I had collected from various places, I tried to recreate the human form. It was a beautiful summer that year, but I did not see it or enjoy it. I forgot about my family and friends. I received letters from my father, but he never criticized me for not writing back. He simply asked what I was doing. Deep in my heart, I knew that he would not approve of my work, but it did not stop me. Another 18 months passed, and I had nearly finished my work. I was excited, but I was also worried. I had bad dreams every night and became very nervous. Only my enthusiasm for my work kept me going. Then the moment arrived. It was 1 o'clock on a cold, wet November night when the storm began. Black clouds filled the sky, thunder crashed, and finally the lightning came. My candle had nearly burnt out when the sky lit up, and there was a noise as if hell itself had opened. For a few seconds, nothing. Then I saw the dull eyes of my creature open. It breathed hard, and its entire body trembled. He had black hair, good features, and perfect white teeth. But suddenly I noticed that the muscles and arteries of his body could be seen through his thin yellow skin. He had watery blue eyes. Instead of pink, healthy lips, they were thin, cracked, and black. It was a catastrophe. What had I done? My beautiful dream disappeared, and I was filled with horror and disgust. I couldn't look at the monster I had created. I ran out of the room and into my bedroom. When I finally fell asleep, I dreamt of Elizabeth. I dreamt she was walking through Ingolstadt to meet me. Surprised and delighted, I kissed her, but as I did so, she fell down dead. Her features changed, and I was looking at my dead mother. I woke up suddenly, sweating terribly and shaking in terror. Then I saw the monster holding back the curtain of my bed. He was staring at me and smiling strangely. He moved his hand towards me as if he wanted to touch me, but I screamed in terror and leapt out of bed. I ran straight down the stairs and out of the house. I spent the rest of the night outside in the garden in terrible fear. I was very weak and filled with horror. I was also bitterly disappointed. I had dreamt of creating a being full of goodness and beauty, but I had failed completely. The wet, grey morning finally came. At 6 o'clock, I went into the street and walked around, soaked by the rain. I did not dare return to my room. Finally, I stopped at the inn and noticed a coach arriving. Henry Clerval got out of the coach and walked towards me. "My dear Frankenstein," he exclaimed, "I am so happy to see you. How lucky that you were standing here just as I arrived." I was delighted to see Clerval. He reminded me of my father, Elizabeth, and home. In a moment, I forgot my horror and misfortune, and for the first time in months, I felt calm and happy. I welcomed him warmly, and we went to my room together.